Another Republican is entering the 2024 presidential race, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Once a GOP star, his presidential campaign in 2016 ended with a disappointing finish in New Hampshire. He tried to set himself apart tonight at a town hall where he talked about character.
I just will tell you this, that if you are in search of the perfect candidate, it is time to leave. I am not it.
New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers was there, and now he's here. Josh, what kind of pitch did we hear from Christie tonight?
Well, we heard from Chris Christie that he is an imperfect candidate, but the nation faces a decision about whether it wants to be large as a country or small, and that under President Biden and more pointedly under former President Trump, the nation has become, you know, pinched and divisive, and that, you know, he's ready to do what he can. He's not promising necessarily a victory tonight, but he's saying he's ready to give it his best, and that while flawed, he's capable of aspiring to things that he believes the country deserves rather than what the country's been getting.
Christie was such an early supporter of Trump and had such a prominent public break with Trump. How is this message likely to go over with Republican primary voters?
Well, that's an interesting question. The first question in the town hall portion was essentially, can you win over Trump voters? Christie said, you know, there's no such thing as a Trump voter. He doesn't own title to those voters. But when you go out and you talk to voters, you know, how anyone can unseat Trump is definitely on their minds. You know, it's an open question if anyone can take the party back from Donald Trump. You know, we could listen to a voter I talked to the other day named Ralph Luchin.
The field is crowded. So the issue is going to be one of winnowing down that. And Trump has a hardcore of people that are just committed to him. But Biden will stand a chance against Trump.
Now, Chris Christie, I have to say, is going over well in this room. There are a lot of people he's brought up from New Jersey, but there are New Hampshire voters who clearly like what he's saying tonight. But there's also a great deal of interest in other candidates and in candidates other than Trump. I mean, Ralph Luchin, the man I talked to, he was at a DeSantis event that was quite crowded. But one thing voters will tell you, most Republican voters, that is what they really want to do is beat Joe Biden, and they're going to figure out the candidate they see is best equipped to do that.
I know you've been all over New Hampshire with a number of candidates as the field grows. What's it like on the ground there in that early voting state?
Well, you know, their voters essentially kicking the tires, seeing what's out there. But you do get little sense from most voters attending campaign events for Republican candidates. Here, there's a more anti-Trump feel than you get at a lot of places. But there are plenty of voters who indicate that they're not necessarily looking to reject Trump. We could listen to Elaine Mars. She's a healthcare worker who's from Laconia.
I think there's a lot of people who have a lot of prejudices against him from the get-go, and they just don't like him as a person. And, I mean, I'm a Republican, but I voted for Bill Clinton because he may not have been a great husband, but I thought he was a fairly decent president. So, same thing with Trump. He was doing the job, and he was trying to clean things up, and that's what we need.
So, you know, we'll see. I mean, Christie acknowledges that this is potentially a tough road, but says that, you know, he's ready for it. Other candidates will tell you the same. We're a long ways away from voters actually making up their minds.
New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers there, reporting from Chris Christie's campaign launch. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.